This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Spring finally arrived. Not like we'd had a brutal winter, but after a while, you need some green, some plant growth, and flowers. That would be a nice touch as well. So yay, spring. And then Mother Nature says, okay, but if you want all those things, let me just test you with some howling winds, some rain and snow, and a few more sharp freezes, and then maybe some green. Oh yeah, spring in the deserts and the uplands is a trickster. Warm days followed by by the arrival of some winter storms. If you're going out into the wild, be prepared to wear a t-shirt or a down vest or a raincoat all on the same day. Surprise, says Mother Nature, as dark clouds arrive and cover a sunny day. It's a test, and I can do it. Let's get to the green part, okay? New leaves, branches. Branches with, say, some flower buds on them. Okay, well, so spring, with spring on our minds and far too many chores at home, Ms. Mosquito and I headed to some mountains to the west side of the Sulphur Springs Valley. Maybe we'll see a wildflower or two, I said optimistically as we parked the truck on the side of a rocky two-track in an oak, juniper, pinyon woodland. We studied the naked branches of shrubs, pondering identification. I sort of like that, you know, scrutinizing a naked branch and going, oh yeah, telia, oh yeah, you know, hop tree, oh yeah, that's snowberry, three-leaf sumac. Now that's sort of easy because they set flower buds before they leaf out, so. But, robinia, the New Mexico locust, well, the thorns gives that one away. And then the sharp thorns on the little shrub, velvet pod mimosa, gave that one away. We did spend a lot of time marveling the Arizona white oaks. Oh, my gosh, magnificent. And the border pinyons were huge. I mean, tall with thick diameter trunks and branches. Sometimes a pinyon and an oak will grow side by side, and their trunks and branches melt into one another, and they twine, you know, and it's quite beautiful. We did see a lot, and a lot of alligator bark junipers in cone, male cones on the male of the species, right? Alligator bark junipers are dioecious. Little yellow cones, pollen cones on the tips of every twig, branch, and stem on those boys, those rascals. So many small yellow cones, the trees looked yellow, making it easy to spot the female of the species up on some of the canyon slopes because they were so green with their small cones waiting for pollen, which would arrive soon in copious amounts. That woodland is going to look like it's smoking, you know, like it's on fire. There's going to be so much pollen in the air. Luckily for us, that didn't happen on the day we were walking through that woodland. So I photographed some of those spectacular male junipers, and we hiked on, looking and hoping for maybe a wildflower or two, just one or two. You know, it's still early, and we were at 6,500 feet in elevation, so the search felt a little futile. But finally, a small group of white-flowering plants, clusters of white flowers atop short 6-inch stems. The cute little plants. The small 4-petaled flowers said mustard to me, so Brassicaceae, and the plant was called pennycress. Still is called pennycress. And some folks call it wild candy tufts. I like pennycress. Anyway, Noxia findleri. And that little perennial made the day. I mean, there was no competition, but there will be soon. It's spring, you know, and so we'll return to that canyon and that rocky trail. And I think we'll wait till those junipers, those male junipers have done their pollinating thing. Yeah. But it's spring in the borderlands. It really is. And the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.